You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome to my channel. So today's topic is on repentance and what it means to be a true Christian. Nowadays, there's something called easy believism. It seems like everybody who goes to Sunday school, who goes to a Bible study, or say the sinner's prayer, becomes a Christian. But that's so far from the truth. In the Bible, it's written, faith without acts is dead. You can't have a faith without relevant fruits in your life or relevant acts in your life. So for example, you could be a compulsive liar before you claimed to turn to Christ. So what would happen after you turn to Christ? You should be able to produce fruit that resembles more and more of a holier person that lies less and less. You know, that's a sign of a true believer. For example, you could be someone who doesn't think twice before flirting someone. And after turning to Christ, you could become someone who recognizes the sin of, you know, disloyalty, of flirting multiple women at the same time. You could be someone who's turning into more and more of a person who is more loyal to your wife or to your girlfriend. So these are fruits that every true believer should have. You shouldn't claim to be a Christian whilst not having a changed life at all. That's just not possible. That's why in Judgment Day, many will come to the Lord and say, Lord, Lord, why don't you let us in? And the Lord would say, I never knew you. Go away from my presence. That's because a lot of people think that they can become Christians without any changes to their lifestyle, without any repentance. And what is repentance? Repentance means you turn to Christ, you confess your sins, and using Christ's power, you turn away from your sins. You know, some of the examples I mentioned just now are, you know, extremely relevant to what I just said here. You know, sinning less and less. We can't all be perfect, but we can all sin less as true Christians. So examine yourself, it says in the Bible, to see if you're if you are actually a true Christian. It does that, as Paul does ask us in the Bible, to examine ourselves to see if Jesus is in our lives. Because if we claim to be followers of Jesus, we can't keep on sinning. We need to be able to demonstrate a life that has fruits of repentance. And in other words, you know, when you become a more mature Christian, you should have a more sensitive conscience to right and wrong. You should be able to recognize sins that you didn't really recognize at first. And when Christ convicts you of sin, you then hold your hands up to the Lord and tell him, I've sinned. Can you please take away my sin? I repent. And that's a sign of a true believer. You don't just sin and not think twice and then come to Bible studies or go to a Sunday service and claim to be a Christian. So in a nutshell, if you're a Christian, there's a radical transformation in your life when it comes to sin. You should be able to recognize sin more and more often if you're a true believer, and you'd have more and more of a, not, I wouldn't say guilt, but you would be more and more concerned with your sins, And more likely than not, you'd at least have a supernatural experience with the Lord where you truly recognize from your heart that you've sinned against the Lord. You've not sinned against yourself. You know, that's a sign of an unbeliever. You think you've sinned, but you think you don't really consciously think that your sin is a sin against the Almighty Lord. So hopefully this short clip, this short podcast would clarify the differences between what's a true believer and what's not a true believer, as well as, you know, give you an insight about what's easy believism, which is to just say the sinner's prayer, read a few Bible verses, but then have no relationship with the Lord. You don't repent. You don't really read the Bible to actually follow it. So hopefully you are a true Christian that not only reads the God's word, you take it seriously, and you don't just say you believe, but you actually act out like a true believer.